producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you who I want to win the Super Bowl. And it's not the Patriots or the Seahawks. It's the Patriots, the American people, to overturn Obamacare, to restore the Republic, to try to bring back basic values that empower humanity and believe in win-win, not this parasitic New World Order. We got Randy and John and Derek and Alan and AD and Q and so many other callers. We're going to get to all of you. Q's calling in from New York, says he has the true story of what happened with the snowballs, where the kids are throwing snowballs at each other so the cop pulls the gun. We'll come back, play that short video, talk about it, and go to his call. Right now, let's go to John in North Carolina. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
I just wanted to point out a couple things real quick. First of all, I wanted to make clear that the only central thing Christians have is God's Word. Now, this isn't about anything on the TV necessarily, but we have God's Word as our center guidance. The NIV, the New International Version, is the highest selling according to the CBA and the ECPA in this country. And it omits 16 verses from the King James Version, which the KJV is the closest we have right now that English-speaking people read. It omits 16 verses, which the Bible clearly tells anyone who takes out or puts in, he'll get the plagues that are mentioned in this book in Revelations, and you know what the plagues are. But
Your children hate you. Your society breaks down. You'll be invaded. You'll be enslaved. You'll be taken over. You'll be homeless. It's everything that's happening.
It's what we're getting right now. And the terrorist attacks in 9/11 was a breach in our security. It was a wake-up call. We're not waking up. There's no need to fight it. It's a course that was predetermined. But anyway, New Age Luciferians call Satan the capstone. That's why the dollar bill has an all-seeing eye above the pyramid. That's all satanic. And in Matthew, in the King James Version, Jesus talks about a stone that the builders rejected. It was the cornerstone, and it became actually the foundation of a building. And that was through our God's doing. That was Jesus was the cornerstone. The 1984 edition of the New International Version, which is still widely...
No, that's right. Christ is the real cornerstone or the capstone, so everything the devil creates is a false counterfeit.
But Christ is not the capstone.
He's the cornerstone.
He's the cornerstone, and the difference is the devil is the capstone. That's the difference.
No, I understand on the pyramid, the capstone, but I'm saying at the same time, God is on top, so you can say the all-seeing eye is the eye of God if you believe that. The Luciferians expropriate every sacred symbol for themselves, but I agree with the verse you're quoting. It's pretty heavy stuff.
It is, and one more thing. I want your listeners to actually study the Quran. I want you to look at how it was released. The Quran is published... not in chronological order. It's published in the largest book to the smallest. The last book that Muhammad received was the 10th surah. If you go right before that, the 9th surah is the surah that has the violence in it. Those were Allah's final words. These were his final messages.
It's the capstone?
I'm sorry?
You're saying it's the capstone.
No. I'm saying that...
But you're saying the Quran is published like a pyramid. The first book's big, and then it builds towards the small at the top.
It builds towards the small. It confuses readers because they think it's chronological, and it's not. The last book given to Muhammad, one of the last ones, was the 9th surah. That's what he left. Muhammad personally beheaded 600 to 900 people himself. This was a common thing for them. And right now, Islams in the Middle East are asking Islams in America why they're freaking out about beheading. They're saying, "Don't you remember?" But that Muhammad personally beheaded 600 to 900 people himself? In my opinion, this is Islam. The only people that are perverting Islam are the ones that are working here in the States that are being...
Well, listen, no, I hear you. I think, to be politically correct, we should have a day where children are beheaded at school to prove that we're open to different cultures. How does that sound?
If you want to back up Islam, that's what you've got to do. If you want Sharia law, you've got to behead those... that are blasphemy.
Well, I think you're being racist, and I think that Obama should behead children on the White House lawn to prove he's not racist.
Year after year, we...
Interested in free bitcoins? Stay tuned for more information. Are you worried about Big Brother watching your bank account? Frustrated with annoying fees? Concerned about unauthorized access to your account? What if there was a way to be your own bank? Bitcoin gives you a way to take back control of your money. The citizens of two large countries have already turned to Bitcoin when their economies collapsed. Unlike U.S. dollars, there is a limited number of Bitcoins. The government cannot simply decide to print more. 8 million people are already using Bitcoin anonymously, with 90,000 retailers accepting them. Investors have put $4 billion into Bitcoin, with millions more being invested daily. BitRush.com is based in Texas and provides the most profitable way to own Bitcoins. To receive your own free Bitcoins, you can visit us at www.bitrush.com. That's BITRUSH.com. Or call us at 1-800-200-8202. Again, that's BitRush.com or 1-800-200-8202 for free Bitcoins.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Ooh. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are committing blasphemy on the high holy day of most men who've been gelded and their entire manhood is only sports. We are actually on air speaking and talking about what's really happening on the planet and trying to defend our families and defend freedom on a day when we're supposed to be getting completely drunk and watching a bunch of gang members and thugs and arrogant people on steroids run around on a football field with a bunch of corrupt, arrogant, gangster, mafia owners in between the Obamacare ads and the anti-gun statements and the huge police state theater training us to that America is about getting a proctology exam at a checkpoint. We're going to go to Derek, Alan, ADQ, Don, Sean, and a bunch of other people that are patiently holding right now. Then I'll get into... why are so many people hiding their money in their mattresses, not at the bank? CNBC, how that ties into elites fleeing the United States and Europe. That's in the McClatchy newspaper. All of this and more coming up in the hour of broadcast we have left here on Super Bowl 49. He dared to speak of other issues during the Super Bowl, showing what a cowardly traitor he was. But if you want to see the satirical video I did, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Super Bowl 49 winner revealed. You can find out who really won the game that's going live right now. The people that won are the people that didn't watch it and spent time with their families. I see commenters on Infowars.com on YouTube going, I bet he drinks a few beers and watches the game. Well, you bet it wrong. I'm going to go home with my family and my children, and dinner's getting cooked right now, and we're going to hang out and tell jokes, because I like talking to people. Now, when my kids are on swim team or they're in some other sporting event, I go see them play. That's great and a fun thing to do, but I just can't believe people just get so excited and talk about it's the greatest thing in the world, all the hype, and it's totally empty. How about an investigation into why cancer is up several thousand percent in this country? I mean, we know why. It's on purpose. How about an investigation into neurological disorders off the chart? How about an investigation into what's really going on? Oh, no, that's not what you do. Now, I want to go to Q in New York here in a moment. Q called in, heard me mention this in the last hour. We have the video for folks that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com/show on the free feeds. And I've seen these type of things happen before with police arresting or pulling guns on folks throwing snowballs, not at cars. I think I actually did that a few times, one of the few delinquent type things I did. New York, of course, it was neighbors, people I knew, so it actually kind of wasn't. I had the permission. I mean, they knew. I was like, I'm going to get you when you drive off. So I guess I wasn't a delinquent. Kind of wish I was, though. New York cop pulls gun on teens having snowball fight. The story's from PNAC. It's up on Infowars.com. Fearing for his life, a New York cop pulled a gun on a group of teens having a snowball fight. Don't bleeping move, guys. Have we bleeped this yet so we can play it?
Yeah, it's bleeped.
Okay, it's bleeped. Okay. The New Rochelle police officer can be heard on the video as he points his gun at youths who are down on their knees with their hands in the air. The cop proceeds to pat each of the youths down with one hand while holding the gun, continually telling them not to move. We saw the video up in New York last week where they pull the guys over and shoot them. I don't play these videos like to get a point in against the cops and, oh, let's get the cops and they're a bunch of scum. We don't need cowards who are so scared to death they pull guns on people for petty reasons and end up shooting innocent people. That's going to start a civil war in this country. We don't need the nanny state police out there that taser a father with no criminal record 27 times until he went limp and died. I'm going to play. I got video of that. They put him in a hot car after they'd done it. He dropped his kids off, went for a bike ride, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They thought he might be a suspect. They just start tasering him, and they kill him. And the answer is, well, he's just a citizen. He's dead. No, these tasers make people have heart attacks. They're being overused. It's injustice. It's wrong. We all know it. It needs to stop. And when cops do the wrong thing, they need to get in trouble so there's then respect for good police, and they end up becoming the dominant force out there, not the thugs who are protected. You know who's targeted down most major departments? It's people that try to follow the Constitution. It's people that try to be public servants and not just revenue generators. It's a very dangerous trend. So let's play the clip of the snowball situation. I'll give you a play-by-play of your radio listener and narrate it. Here it is. So he says, don't effing move, because they are snowball criminals.
They were having a snowball fight. This group of guys was having a snowball fight, and now the cop has a gun on them.
It's just the breakdown of society. And I get black people wanting to say, don't shoot, it's not illegal to be black. And I get there's some profiling things that are wrong that happen out there, but then George Soros funds $33 million to fund these groups to then go out and chant, kill the cops, and throw them all off cocktails at them. It creates a society where everybody's killing each other. Why does the system want that? Because then you're not worried about Obamacare raising a bunch of taxes on you and doubling your prices for health care because you're busy hating white people, hating cops, hating black people. It's divide and conquer. It's very elementary. It's very simple. Very easy to understand. But can we become smart enough to deal with it and pull back from what's happening? Get the cops to de-escalate, get the public to de-escalate, and then to have a discussion about do we want to be a free country? Is it good to be a free country? Is it good to have due process and private property? The answer is yes, and we're about to lose all that. Let's go to Q in New York. You say you live in the neighborhood there in New Rochelle. What are you hearing? What's your take on this? You called in about it.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Yeah, this is Q and Rochelle. Yeah, well, I agree with you. It is a breakdown of society, and it's a breakdown of my neighborhood. New Rochelle, traditionally, it's always been a place where we had community policing. I'm born and raised in New Rochelle. And, because like a lot of the cops who were on the police force were from the neighborhood. They went to New Rochelle High School. They went through the school system. It's kind of like everybody knows each other kind of thing. We're a suburb kind of like right outside the Bronx. And
but you're saying it has a flavor of Mayberry.
Well, not really.
By Mayberry, you know the cops.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, in that regard. But what I've noticed, Alex, like the past few years, there's been, well, first of all, in the particular neighborhood where the incident took place with the cop pulling out the gun on the young kids, I live on Sickles. That happened like the incident happened like on DeWitt, like, you know, kind of like that shoots off of Prince Street. But see, I drive around that corner all the time, and these kids we had a lot of snowstorms here the past, you know, 2 weeks, so these kids are doing a lot of snowball fighting, but they're not throwing snowballs at any of the cars that are driving by, because I drive by the
You're saying
day.
You live there, you see them, they're having a good time, this is a total bull. I mean, it's not illegal to have a snowball fight, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and it's always been going on, but like I was saying, I've noticed in the past few years, they're bringing in cops who are not from the neighborhood. Then, see, on a deeper level, I've noticed that they got all the trap wire cameras up, these new, like, kind of like slim white cameras.
It's a police state. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
In a
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stand up and be counted. But watch your amount of receipt. We are the dealers. We'll give you everything you need. Hang on to the good times. I want to race through your calls now. But if you want to understand why the last caller is concerned, you need to know that, well, here's the headlines. Got a whole bunch of them. Europe's Jews ponder, is it time to flee Europe? Well, why is it just Jews that may need to flee Europe? Europe's been totally opened up to the third world, collapsed. So there'd be a large client population that would go along with anything and everything the social engineers wanted. This is a military takeover. This is a story from InfoWars.com. Realtor paranoia driving wealthy to buy homes in New Zealand. This on the heels of articles with Bill Gates calling for world government at Davos and George Soros saying, you know, give $100 trillion to Davos so there'll be social unrest as he funds it from Ukraine to Ferguson, Missouri. Rich American clients concerned about personal safety during global crisis. Building airstrips, armored compounds. The article breaks it down. Here's another report. Under a mattress, in the freezer. Why so many are hiding cash? Where to stash your cash? Some Americans are sleeping on it, literally. Then it goes through how more and more Americans don't trust the banks, believe a crash is coming. People fundamentally don't believe in the system. We're clearly in a global depression, recession, depending on where you live, and the system's trying to act like everything is honky-dory. Just like they passed 20-something taxes in Obamacare and then told you it wasn't a tax, and now Obama is trying to cover up those new taxes. It's the same game over and over again. That's why there's armored vehicles and cops jumping out with guns when kids are playing with snowballs. That's why there's all this freaking out over security, because they're getting ready for the big plunge. They've taken over. They've robbed everything. They've done everybody down. They've secured their takeover to a certain extent. And they need any crisis they can to train everybody they're under martial law, just like Boston, so that they can then be safe in the conversion from a free market society to an oppressive, collapsed, totalitarian society. Let's go to your phone calls. Derek in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on, and a happy football Sunday. You know, I wanted to talk about cell phone distraction. You know, this winter I was handing out some information on Common Core from the Berkshires. I'm not in it. I'm in my local church, but I thank God for their information. And there was a line about 50 cars, and this is a town about 3,000 people to 6,000 people. Depends on the oil boom kind of crashed now, but everyone was on their cell phone. 50 cars. I was interrupting Facebook, Pinterest, or whatever. So that's kind of what we're up against. But, you know, it's frustrating, but we got to get involved. You know, ran for commissioner and school board and all that. Not because I'm good. I'd rather not do that. But if we don't do something, it's all over.
No, I totally get it. And I see people all the time. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of it when I'm using GPS on my phone trying to find something to be looking down. But it's like looking at a map. I'm navigating, at least. People at red lights don't go. People doing their makeup. On elevators, at the grocery store, they're not interacting with people. They're interacting with a little computer that they carry around with them.
Well, you know, right now in Austin, they just passed a law that if you touch your cell phone while you're driving, that you will face a big fine. And as a motorcycle rider, I don't think that that has come soon enough.
It is crazy. But don't worry. Now the robots are just going to drive the car. And, oh, it's already been put in your car. We didn't tell you. And we're going to tax you. That way there's no problems. See, once they start trying to claim you've got to live in a totally safe world, they've taken over. Because then only computers and robots can imprison us and, quote, deliver that safety. What they really want is the safety to carry out population reduction. Thank you, Derek. God bless you. Let's talk to AD in Delaware, another first-time caller. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Now, look, I want people to pay attention. You're bathing in EMF out here. You've got smart meters and everything else. My sister died working at Digital with 8 brain tumors, and we don't have that in my family. You need to understand that between EMF and vaccines and all the toxic industrial waste that people are eating every day, the fluoride and everything else, you don't stand a prayer. Your children don't stand a prayer. If you don't get your gut flora right, and I've had these discussions with some high-ups, okay, now I've also read...
I mean, I know you're right. Bill Gates is obsessed with the gut flora. He's patenting everything. Our guts are basically dead with all the GMO and the pesticides in the food. And if that's gone, then you don't have an immune system and the cancer takes over. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. What we're living in is mind comp. Now, Hitler wrote about this stuff. Brzezinski wrote about this stuff. You better understand that the Bush cabal, for the last 100 years, has done nothing more than attack societies across the globe. If you don't wake up and get yourself right, I want to thank you and Dr. Group, Dr. Blaylock, Dr. Black, Dr. Starr for teaching people about the difference in real food and industrial waste. You better get it right, the fluoride and everything else. Get away from your children. Now, I want you to do an investigation on the University of Delaware and the University of Maryland and the University of Baltimore, along with Cambridge and everybody else, and understand two things. They've done nothing but recruit the nastiest of the nasty of the scientists. I had a roommate who was working in the psychology department. He was almost done with his master's degree, and they threw him out like a piece of trash when he questioned the morality and what they were doing.
Oh, that's right. You have to get the PhD by going along with them. I know a PhD who changed a bunch of Texas laws. I'm not going to get into it. Did some really great things for fathers' rights. He was about to get his PhD, but when he let them know what he was planning to do, they tried to deny it, and he had to basically start a lawsuit against them just to get it. So, yes, that's how it works. That's how they're controlling things.
That's exactly right. Now, pay attention. Pay real good attention to what I'm about to say. I want you to look up the Michael Cottrell documents, Endgame, Geithner, Summers emails, the banker takeover of the United States of America, the electronic reinvention of government, while the Republican votes were being flipped to Democrat votes. You better realize that nobody who has been elected was elected. They've been installed. And what you're looking at is the Patriot Act versus the Seagulls. You're right. It's crap. Every last bit of it, all the television, all the MK Ultra. Roseanne Barr came out and said that Hollywood was the biggest MK Ultra industrial complex on the planet. She went and grew macadamia nuts. Now, look. Alex, Yahweh bless, I don't care what anybody says. The Vatican has been kidnapping children, pedophiles. This is how they keep the elites in line.
Look, it's come out. Look at the British government. I hear you. It's just pure evil. We're out of time. We got to go to break. Thank you, AD. Powerful call. Alan, JT, Ray, Sean, and others. Boom, boom, boom. Your calls are coming up. Then we'll look at some of the so-called Republican field. We'll look at some other important reports, tasering people to death. It's all coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Big Brother.
Mainstream media.
Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Think about how sensational it is. They got BBC reports now. Yeah, these companies in Europe make you take a chip to have a job. Yeah. Smart TVs actually in the contract when you buy it say that you buy it, but there's a contract, the terms of using their device. They're going to surveil everything you do and watch what you say in your house because we're listening. And yeah, Dr. Salk, before he died, went public and said, yeah, we gave over 100 million people cancer. But hey, even his protege laughed on PBS. He goes, there are too many people. Yeah, it's funny, all those excruciating deaths. Oh, but if you spank your child, oh, it's real serious. We better take the kids away. And, you know, better take these people's kids. They didn't vaccinate. Oh, we care about the children so much. See how that works? They decide when something matters. They decide when it doesn't. Who's been holding the longest? Alan in Chicago, and then we'll go to Sean and Ray and JT and RJ, Dave, Infidel, Veteran Christian Scum. That's what the caller's calling his name. I think that's getting a little long. Let's just call you Infidel. Infidel defilers, they're all drowned in lakes of blood. Quote, false doom, almost mountain of power. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Chicago. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm living in the twilight zone, man. It's just all coming true, all unfolding, and I'm just sitting here with my mouth hanging open.
I got a quick observation and a comment regarding the vaccines based on the news coverage that I've seen the last week. I know that they've been trying to divide and conquer us based on age, race, sexual preference, religion, social standing, and politics.
Now it's medical. But he won't take the flu shots. Your kid's going to get sick. There's no discussion of, hey, why didn't the flu shot protect me? You said it did. It's like, no, it's the people that don't take it. They're the reason cancer's up. They're the reason we're all dying. We need more shots. Yeah, get the pitchforks. Make them take it. Burn them at the stake. They're infidel defilers. Ah! Sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I was going to say. They're going to turn everybody that doesn't take it into the ultimate social pariah, and they're going to use social pressure to divide us, and you won't be able to drive a car, you won't be able to work.
Yeah, political correctness, and it's like you're not taking your medication. It's THX-1138.
Yes, sir. They're going to use that because nothing else is working enough, so now they're going to have, like, invasion of the body snatchers. If you're not taking your vaccines, they're going to be pointing you out. They're going to have family members against each other, children against each other.
Well, no, I mean, I remember hearing Dr. Dinadel like 10 years ago go, if someone doesn't take a vaccine, they should be arrested. They're going to make us sick. Not like you took it, but I'm going to make you sick, but then statistically I'm healthier. That's why we've got to start getting really aggressive in their face with banner hangs exposing vaccines, with signs exposing the side effects. All of us have to get really aggressive back in their pushback. Because we were starting to win about 5 years ago. The empire has struck back. They're blowing up Hoth right now. I mean, you know, we blew up the Death Star. Well, they're not happy. Let me tell you the big secret. Most of these politicians and people, they're not taking the vaccines. Thank you, Alan. Great points. Sean in FEMA Region 5, go ahead. What former state are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the former state of Michigan, Alex.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to start off by saying I bought the Infidel Body Armor. I love it. Great product.
They're a great sponsor.
All right. My main point is I'm concerned about the USGS covering things up as of late. You know,
oh, yeah, there have been a crap ton. And I'm sorry to use that term. That's what it is. There's been a you-know-what ton. There has been a Bravo Sierra ton of earthquakes around the country. Is that what you're getting at?
You betcha. As of the 22nd of last month, there was 116 earthquakes in one day, an earthquake swarm.
Yeah, I need to get Stan Deo back on the air. He was on about a year ago, and I said I wanted to get him back on a lot, and we didn't. It's no big deal. Let's just get him on. He did predict massive earthquakes in the last quarter of last year and this quarter, and he's been right. Just massive increase in earthquakes. What do you think's going on? What's behind it? The fracking or the pole shift? I mean, the pole is moving rather quickly towards a pole shift right now.
Oh, yes. I theorize that it's mainly due to the pole shift as of late, but this should concern you. A Yellowstone geologist has gone against the Obama gag order, and there is a gag order on the archaeologist, that and within the next 2 weeks, there may very well be an eruption.
You're talking about the super volcano?
Yes, sir. The Yellowstone super volcano.
Well, they admit that when it blows up the last few times, it covers more than half the country and molten ash and kills everything. That's not important, though, because the Super Bowl's on right now.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about, a major distraction.
Well, sounds like racism to me. Thank you for the call. No, that's evil to question and know about geology and know about stuff that's happening. Let's go ahead. I mean, being informed is bad, sir. Just come on, please. Just roll over and die so David Rockefeller can run everything. JT. JT calls from Colorado. JT, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello, Alex. Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And I don't know, do you remember a movie, starring Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans called The Last Boy Scout.
I do.
Yeah, this is all obfuscation, as we both know, and 99% of the listeners know. So the other obfuscational event was, do you remember what George W. Bush was doing the day, the week actually, that his brother Jeb was presiding over the slow, painful death of Terry Schiavo? Do you remember?
I don't. Remind me.
He was signing the North American Union down in Waco, down at Baylor University.
That's right. At Baylor, they signed it, and they said to the news, the treaty is secret. And the American people went, oh, you signed secret treaties with the Prime Minister, Paul Martin, and Vicente Fox, the President of Mexico. That doesn't sound like treason. I shouldn't be worried. I'm worried about deflated footballs, but not about secret treaties to gang rape our markets.
I was watching Fox News during that period because I was really just totally upset about what was happening with Terry Schiavo. And during one break, there was, you know, one of the news breaks when the disinfo babe comes up and gives you the news headlines, they mentioned that there was a treaty being signed at Baylor University in Waco, Texas.
But, I mean, see how it's bad that you know about the secret treaty or that it was in the news, it was secret. Just don't worry about secret stuff. And so what if Obamacare raises 21 taxes and doubles or triples prices? Just accept it. And so what if they put troops on death list and don't give them medical care? They're going to thank the troops at the Super Bowl as they murder them. Here's the New York Times, JT. Thanks for the call. White House seeks to limit health loss tax troubles. You got to read real deep into the article to find out, oh, they are going to garnish your wages and take your bank account or do all that and take your tax return, your tax refund. Obama administration officials, not servants, but officials, and other supporters of the Affordable Care Act, or the gang raping of your health care act, says they worry that the tax filing season will generate new anger as uninsured consumers learn they must pay tax penalties. Wait a minute. As they learn, New York Times, that's like God talking to a socialist control freak, fascist, blood drinker, criminal that calls themselves a liberal. But it's not a liberal. Thomas Jefferson would run vomiting in the other direction from them. I've had MSNBC personally say I'm a racist because I said that it had tax penalties in the bill. I mean, you could read it and see that, but they just went, racist, 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 so it passed. Hey, you know, this is going to increase prices and death panels and racist! I expect if I go to a restaurant and don't like the food, they'll just go, racist. I'm like, you're white and I'm white. I don't like this soup is cold. Racist! You don't like something? Racist! Auto repair shop doesn't fix your car? Racist! It's just the only word you know. Racist! 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 Racist!
Year after year, we watched the threats steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify. And Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary yin chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95. Now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise. Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment, Lord willing. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. I'm broadcasting all next week. I know David Knight filled in one day, partially on another. I have a lot of big operations we're about to launch, because I'm not just the radio host here. I'm the guy that heads up the nightly news, the films, the documentaries, the publications, the websites, the whole operation, getting the funding it takes to run this system. I want to go back to your phone calls, but I just briefly wanted to discuss the snowball situation. I have five videos today. We've only played one. In fact, I only gave two to the guys to even get, that show the police tasering people to death and for no reason, and then putting them in a hot car to die after they've tasered them. I have the cop jumping out with his gun, aiming it, and the prisoners in the neighborhood in New York put their hands up and everything, and he's saying, "Don't move, don't move." Clearly, he just is freaking out and wants to kill somebody. And the menace to public safety is the guy going after folks having a snowball fight who are not even throwing them at cars. They don't even say they were doing that in the news articles I have. It's scary. But what type of mind control have they put the police under that all over the country the cops go crazy like this? Well, you learn that the police officer was called because of being told about a, quote, disturbance. So the real trigger was the person looking out their window
who didn't like seeing somebody having a snowball fight. Now in San Francisco and other areas, they call the police on you if they see smoke coming out your chimney because that's a carbon tax violation. See, watch out because they can find something like an old tree on your property about to fall on your house like my parents. The city of Austin once, they've been fighting it for about 6-8 months, $75,000 to cut an oak tree that's basically dead hanging over their house. So they paid all these other fines and fees and the rest of it to be able to have the city come out and try to cut the tree. And they said, you know what? You can't cut the tree. And they said, fine. We'll just have to move out of the house. And they go, no. Pay us $75,000 mediation, mitigation, and you can cut the tree. And so my dad went down and talked to the city and threatened to sue them. And they went, you know what? We'll be nice to you. $10,000 and you can cut your tree. Is that a free country? Got a dead oak tree hanging over the house, over their bedroom. Limbs falling off of it on their house. It's dead. And the city of Austin sends by their little environmental inspectors while GMO is being fed to all of us, while all the species are being manipulated and mixed. I mean, we got serious environmental crises. People look at me and they go, you're not an environmentalist. You don't want carbon taxes. You know what? I don't want to die of cancer. I don't want to breathe poison air. I don't want to drink poison water. I'm a real conservationist environmentalist. I'm not a eugenicist piggybacked on the movement to be anti-human and use that as an excuse to take over society. Dave, RJ, Ray, and Infidel, that's all the callers we have time for. We got more callers than that, but let's go to Dave in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex Jones, you're an alpha male. You should have been given Ritalin and a vaccine in your mother's womb.
Well, it's racist to even have genitals. They should have been chopped off at birth.
Seriously, though. You know, I'm going to get to Patrick Tillman because they talked about him on a Super Bowl commercial. Or not a commercial, but one of the segments.
Wow, they're using a guy they murdered for war propaganda? What was the ad?
Exactly. It wasn't an ad. Patrick's wife has a foundation for... one specific person who wins, you know, that this year's contest or whatever to get the award. And it really ticked me off because obviously, you know, we know what happened to Patrick Tillman.
And we know about Chris Kyle. His story wasn't checking out, so they made him a dead hero. That's more valuable.
Yeah, and, if somebody wants to go online and look up Patrick Tillman, don't. Just punch in his name because you get all the propaganda. Look up Patrick Tillman's mother and you'll get a better explanation.
Well, I've talked to his family and it came out, the Army's own report, they murdered him, they executed him.
You know, one of the things I heard or watched, I have one of your DVDs with Aaron Russo. That was like one of the best things I ever saw. What a great man Aaron Russo was.
That's right. That final interview when he was dying of cancer, he could hardly walk when I did that. His wife got pretty upset, she's a sweet lady, but he was, like, fighting in pain. I'm not going to get into all the details, but just to do that interview, he died pretty much right after that, a few months after that.
This morning, whatever, with Charles, whoever he is, they had Condoleezza Rice on saying how, she won. She didn't say she wanted to be the head of the NFL anymore, but it was like leading up to that. You almost wonder if she's not going to end up being the head of the NFL.
Absolutely. We got to jump, and thank you for the call. Ray in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Hello from a fellow Patriots.
I hope the Patriots win tonight, and I don't mean the football team. Exactly.
You were talking about the pilots not flying the planes. I think there's quite a bit of evidence that that's been going on for quite a while. Back in the mid-70s, the U.S. military developed what they called ROV technology, remotely operated vehicles. Because you remember the upsurge of hijacking back in the mid-70s?
Yeah, they put computers in all of them by the early 90s that are remote controlled.
Yeah, they started putting them into the jet airlines, and then I guess early 80s they decided the best way for it to work was to be put into the planes upon their assembly originally, so they built them into the brand new 757s and 767s.
That's right, just like the cars. And both the planes on 9/11 had remote control in them. That even came out in the back of the paper. It's incredible.
Right. I'm sorry. Those planes were flown right into the towers with such precision by supposedly Saudis that couldn't even land a Cessna, according to their trainer.
Yeah, those guys couldn't wipe their heinies.
That's right. And you know what I think about these drones, which we'll be seeing? We'll be seeing these chem-trailing jets come out as soon as they think everybody's comfortably inebriated. I think possibly these chem-trailing planes could be drone-operated. They fly straight lines and visibly...
Brother, I'm sure they are. I mean, Joe Kennedy Jr. died flying a remote-control plane. He was piloting several from his chase plane, and then they attacked me and said, there's no such thing as remote-control planes after 9/11. We know from the calls they were releasing nerve gas on board the aircraft to take everybody out. The real phone calls were, there's smoke, I can't breathe. They did nerve gas everybody, remote control them into the towers. Who did that? We don't know. The official story is pure Bravo Sierra. Let's go to Infidel, Christian, and RJ. Go ahead, Infidel.
Hey, Alex. I want to be really politically incorrect for a minute, you racist. And I want to say I'm a huge supporter of Prison Planet TV, and I love all your products. But I want to say that to anybody that is still under the delusion, okay, that there is a peaceful Islam or a peaceful Muslim religion, they are completely deluding themselves. And the Muslims that will tell you that, they're either not reading their Quran, just like the Catholics don't read the Bible, and most of the Christians don't read the Bible. I want to tell people to look up Sirah 2:191, okay, kill the infidel wherever you find them. The 100, over 100 sword verses that say that the only way to get to heaven is by killing infidels or dying in jihad. That's the
well,
only
I think
way
you should prove that you're not being Islamophobic. You should go to Syria where our government's fighting the radicals and have them chop you and your family's heads off. I think that would probably make Rachel Maddow happy.
Yeah, well, where's all the reformers? That's what I want to know. If it's so peaceful religion, where are all the Muslim reformers in America?
Well, just ask the Japanese guy that had his head chopped off today, and I think, you know, we need to be respectful of other cultures, and maybe the Japanese guy, well, you know. I mean, I'm being sarcastic in a sick way, actually, very sad for the Japanese fellow. This is who our government, though, has turned loose in the Middle East. What do you say about that?
We support it. You know, everyone's just asleep. Everyone's just so politically correct that they don't want to come out and call a...
That's right. And then when the radical Islamists attack us, they can take our rights. RJ, you got about 45 seconds in Oklahoma. Go ahead. You're our tail gunner.
All right. I'll go fast here. I'm going to speculate on the halftime show real quick. First, I want to mention a hashtag, if I could. It's LTOK for Oklahoma, Liberty, Oklahoma.
And let's guess, how about a bunch of Illuminati stuff during the Super Bowl halftime?
Yeah, I think we're going to see something, and I expect that you probably... I'm looking for the signals, weird stuff. I mean, you can imagine judges in different places, the elite that have their pedophile victims on hand, doing whatever. But let's believe, as believers, let's begin to pray when we see this stuff, that they will be exposed, it will be turned over, they'll be trapped in the very snares in which they're trying to trap us.
God bless. Absolutely. When they do this big Illuminati ritual during the Super Bowl to steal all the power of the people watching while they do other rituals to accompany it, we know that really goes on. The leader end of this has been proven, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. We need to be praying that their plans be destroyed and they fall in the pits they dug for us. God bless you. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.